This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We started the show a couple hours ago talking about the Yankees. And to me, it's more important to discuss their fundamental issues as opposed to the fact that they got swept by the Marlins. Fans are going to be outraged with the results of the weekend. It's much deeper than that. I think the results will change. We've seen that change throughout the course of the season. Some good, some bad, obviously some ugly, some great in there as well. Fried on the mound tonight. And this is an important series as far as the standings go. But I'm going to choose not to focus on the standings right now. There are 50 games to go. The Yankees have an easy schedule, but Fried on the mound tonight. And then this Tuesday in Texas, Aaron Judge will return to the lineup, or is at least expected to return. And things could look far different when we're with you here Wednesday at 10 a.m. or 12 p.m., whatever it is, when we're discussing the sports and the Yankees. So I'm not going to go nuts about getting swept by the Marlins or the fact that the Red Sox called them. Clearly, the Yankees are going the wrong way. But that can happen throughout the course of a long season, and I expect that to change. What I don't expect to change, or what I don't accept, is the lack of accountability in the Yankees organization. And things have gotten progressively worse since 2018. And now the calls are going to be coming in hot and heavy for Aaron Boone's job. And this has been the case over years. I told you in 2021, I would have made the decision to move on from both Brian Cashman and Aaron Boone. I just felt that it was time for a change within the Yankees organization. They win 90 games every year at least. They get into the postseason. Last year, they get to their first World Series since 2009. So I understand the counter arguments very well. But if I felt this way in 2021, and things have gotten worse since then, 2022, they started out great, but got embarrassed in the postseason, getting swept by the Astros. 2023, they missed the postseason. Last year, they make the trade for Soto. They get to the World Series. They obviously embarrass themselves in the World Series. They lose Soto, and they were supposed to be better, and they're not. There's no accountability. I don't like the direction. I don't like the type of players that they bring in, which are generally all or nothing, hit home runs or strikeout type of players. The Yankees, to me, and look, they could overcome it. They got to the World Series last year. I didn't love their team, even with Soto. They overcame a lot because of the all-time great combination of Soto and Judge. And this year, they don't have that. Could they still overcome it? Bellinger's been terrific. Judge comes back. They have the ace in Fried. Sure. They're loaded bullpen. Those guys, I know they were awful in their first outings with the Yanks, but they'll be better. Like, there's nowhere to go but up from there. How good? Who knows? But they'll be better. So it feels like it's at an all-time low right now, or at least a low for this year. Those things will get better. What won't get better is the lack of accountability, the stupid things that the Yankees do on the base paths. Like, Boone can point and say, and he did, other teams get thrown out on the base paths just as much as we do. But I can then say, well, how many of those teams had their player walking off of second base in a tight game late thinking that there were three outs when there were only two? How many of those teams had players get doubled off of first base on a pop-up to second base? I mean, the Yankees are doing dumb things that I've never seen in 40 years of watching baseball, let alone with other teams. I mean, come on. And there's just that lack of acknowledging, even when Judge is in a little bit of a funk. It's almost like the Yankees are afraid. What are the players so fragile? They're made of glass. You can't acknowledge the reality. There is also a difference between ripping players the way that a Parcells type would, or an old school baseball manager would, Billy Martin, whatever, pick a guy, the way that those guys would, and being honest about what's going on. Every time you ask Aaron Boone something, it's like, nah, not a big deal. No, this guy's great. No, we're the best team. I still believe in these guys. They're great. And every time we watch them, they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing year after year after year. But make no mistake, this is not an Aaron Boone problem. This is a Yankee culture problem. This is from the top down. If the Yankees fired Aaron Boone today, there would be no difference. I mean, literally today, there'd be a difference because Max Fried's on the mound and maybe Judge is returning tomorrow. But I'm talking about big picture, long-term stuff. This is things, you know, when you got guys that are doing the things the Yankees are doing and have been doing for years, that's something that should have been nipped in the bud years ago. Now it's too late. The Yankees are what they are. They brought in these players. They let the mistakes get out of control. They don't hold guys accountable. It could be the mistakes on the base paths. It could be the poor performance from the youngsters. Year three of Anthony Volpe. Where's the accountability? So if I'm Volpe, I'm thinking, I'm good to go. I'm the Yankee shortstop. They don't have any better chance to replace me. Cashman said it himself. He was on with Evan Antiki. Said it himself. Cole just brought that up earlier. Right? I'm Volpe. And where am I going to go? I can hit 200. I can throw the ball in the dirt. I can boot the ball. I can make mental mistakes, physical mistakes. It's okay. They don't have anybody better than me. That's the general manager's own admission. So then how could Volpe feel like he really needs to turn it up? Or Jazz feel like, you know, where's Jazz going? They talk about how much they love him, and he's great, and there's an all-star. We love the power, all that stuff. He could strike out as many times as he wanted. He could get doubled off first as many times as he wanted. Where's he going? They have no better option. He's not.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Not going anywhere. And that's the problem. Even if you get him, even if you bench Jazz at this point, what's that going to do? These things have to be taught at a younger age in the farm system, or at the very least, if it's in, you know, if you do it with your farm system and it's established at the major league level, then when you do bring in guys, it's easier to say, hey, this is the way we do things here. There's accountability here. I don't care how much success you had in Miami or wherever else you're coming from, Colorado, whatever it may be. This is how we do things here. Like it or get lost. And that's not there. Now it's like, hey, you want to come join the party? Come on in. Yeah, this is how we do things here. Turn that music up. Hey, don't worry. If you boot a ball, we're going to love you more than anybody else. We're going to coddle you more than anybody else. You make a mistake on the base paths, I got your back. Booty's your guy. I'll stand up for you. It's okay. Don't worry about it. Come on in. We're the fun Yankees. Not to mention the reliance on the data and analytics and the robotic nature of things. So there's just a lot there that I can't fundamentally get behind and believe in and agree with. I also didn't believe in it last year, and they got to the World Series. So you could have your reasons why, whether it's the lack of opponents, whether it's Soto and Judge combination, whatever it may be, I didn't believe in it last year. And eventually it came home to roost once they got to the World Series, but they did get to the World Series. So they could say, hey, you may not like it, doesn't matter. We may not like what they do, but they could say, it doesn't matter. We're still going to win 90 games, and they're probably going to win 90 games this year. 50 games to go. They already have 60 wins. And the schedule gets softer. And you would expect with Judge coming back and with the bullpen improvements that they made, eventually when those guys get some outs, it's only going to get better. I can't get behind it. I don't believe in it. Doesn't mean that they can't still go out there and have some success. But at some point, and if I would have made a change in 2021, and I'm on record saying that, I mean, at some point, if you want things to change, you actually have to make some changes. Frank is calling from Roseland, New Jersey. What's up, Frank?
What's up, Sal? How are we doing?
Good, man. How are you?
Good. I was on hold on Friday with Evan and Tiki and the guys, and I couldn't get through. But I need you to settle a debate. And, you know, I have a friend that does not watch baseball. He'll bother me about things because he thinks he knows things and tries to get under my skin. But we're having a heated debate, and I had to just like leave the group chat because it was getting so absurd. So basically, he's trying to tell me that the managers in baseball do not matter one lick. He's telling me that managers in baseball can basically go on a sabbatical for 2-3 months. The same type of performance is going to happen. The Yankees are going to win or lose the same amount of games, or any team for that matter. And I'm trying to push back on him, but he's just being a blockhead. Like, the fact that you don't think, like, A.J. Hinch went to the Tigers and they're immediately much better, or Bruce Bochy goes to the Rangers and they immediately win their first World Series, it's absolutely, at least in my opinion, I would, like I said, love to, for you to give your opinion on what you think, but he's telling me that managers in baseball don't matter.
Well, managers,
everything is analytics.
Here's what I would say. managers in baseball mean a lot less than they used to, Frank, and thank you for the call. But it doesn't mean that the right manager, if he's allowed to do what he believes in, whether it's Hinch, whether it's Bochy, doesn't mean that they can't have a tremendous impact on the results of the team. Boone was brought in by design to be a player's manager, to nurture these guys in a way that they weren't nurtured before. The softer generation of players, instead of being tormented and yelled at and whatever, they want to be nurtured and apply the data and analytics. That's why he was hired. He's not alone. Other managers, same thing. I think the Mets struck a nice balance with Mendy so far, where he showed you last year he could go with his gut. I think this year he's been a little more reliant on the analytics than I would have liked. And even said that same, you know, same thing, like down the stretch here, he's going to play a lot of matchups. Lefty-righty stuff, Vientos, Beatty, whatever, is going to be a lot of matchups. Okay, fair enough. I would like, one of the things I loved about Mendy last year was the gut stuff. But also, aside from the data that needs to be applied from the higher-ups down on through the manager or through the dugout, the accountability factor, that is something that I think Boone, at least publicly, we have not seen it publicly. We've seen Boone hold the media accountable. We've seen Boone hold the umpires accountable. We have not seen Boone hold the players accountable publicly. Doesn't mean that behind closed doors he wasn't getting on Gleyber Torres or he's not getting on Jazz or whatever else it may be. But we have not seen that from Boone. Where we have seen that with other organizations, specifically the Mets. And I reference the Mets not to compare them to the Yankees, but those are the teams that I watch every night. That's the team, you know, those two teams are the teams that we care about here. I can't tell you exactly what's going on in St. Louis or San Francisco when I only see him, you know, six times a year, whatever it may be. But there's an obvious lack of accountability with the Yankees organization. It's not all just on Boone. It's not Boone's decision to send Volpe down. That's on the organization as well. That's on Brian Cashman. And if Cashman's answer is, well, what are the alternatives? Volpe beats the alternatives. My answer to him would be, find a better alternative. Because this isn't good enough. Let's listen to Brian Cashman. We found the cut. Cashman on with Evan and Tiki on Friday.
Not necessarily now here in August, but had you given thought to sending him down to clear his head? Was that something you guys ever discussed?
No, because, what's the alternative?
That was always my argument on the air, Brian. That's why I wouldn't do it. I was just curious if you thought about it.
But now there is a little bit of an alternative, right?
No. If you thought about it, that means the only reason to think about it is if there was something there as an alternative. But there, you know, it's never come into, like, it's not, there has not been any opportunity for us to even consider that.
I mean, that's absurd. That's absurd! Then how about considering finding a freaking alternative? So you're just going to run the kid into the ground? Good God! You're ruining his development! It's year three! How do you not have an answer for that? Oh, what's the alternative? Good God! That cannot be an answer! It's your job to find a better alternative. Find a solution or an alternative. And they're twofold, two problems. One, it's hurting the Yankees now. Two, it's hurting his development. My goal would be to maximize Anthony Volpe's potential, which should in turn maximize the Yankees' ability to win. And if he weren't getting the job done, I'd say, okay, we need to figure out how to get him to be his best. I would personally send him down while also figuring out who could play shortstop by finding an alternative. Holy cow. That's even worse than I thought when the caller said it. That's even worse than I thought. I mean, the defense rests. I can't even say it. There's no defending that. I don't know how you think that that's okay. And again, I already know what the pushback is going to be. Cashman would say, yeah, well, we were in the World Series last year, and we win 90 games every year. I'd say, okay, fine, you're right. Whatever the reason is, that's fine. I mean, it's nice that you actually made the World Series for the first time since 2009. Also, the player who helped bring you there the most is not there. He left you. And you're worse. You're supposed to be better. You're supposed to build the club better, and you didn't. You're worse than they were a year ago. And it's year three with Volpe, not year two, not year one, year three. And you're heading down the same path with Jason Dominguez in year one. Same exact path as Volpe. Not going to send him down, even though you had a better alternative. I'm not going to send him down. Why get him any seasoning in the minor leagues? Why not just settle for him being a 250 hitter who's playing on skates for the most part in left field and can only hit from one side of the plate? You could settle for that. Why develop him into what he was supposed to be when you could just settle for that and at least get some production at the major league level? Good God, what's the alternative? Dude, you got to find one. That's your job. That's scary. Neil is calling from the Bronx. What's up, Neil?
Hey, what's up, Sal? Thanks for the call. And that call alone, the way he answered, that should just get him fired. That would have gotten anybody GM fired. But as far as, problems with the Yankees, it goes around everywhere from Boone to how, especially Cashman, who's been there for 27 years. 27 years. The Yankees standard used to be World Series or bust to now, as long as we get into the playoffs. With the extra wild card spot, it's much easier to get into the playoff now. Yeah. So getting into the playoff is not that difficult.
You know, and by the way, you could say, Neil, like, well, okay, because I remember doing this when BT and I were first together. He was talking about he hopes the Yankees bleed out so changes were made. They didn't make the playoffs, and changes weren't made. So I'm not sure, like, why anybody thinks that changes would be made if let's say the Yankees miss the playoffs. You think they're really firing Cashman? And until they fire him, or make a change from that philosophy that he has implemented since he's been here, certainly recent years, until that changes, nothing else really matters.
I mean, but check this out, Sal. Since the 2009 World Series, the Yankees, with Cashman on board, been on a 16-year drought before getting to the World Series, or let alone win another one.
Right, no,
win another one.
I know it. And Neil, I'm aware. And it's a very, and thank you for the call. I hate even saying the words fire Cashman or fire Boone. Like, I don't like that calling for people's jobs. The way I said it in 2021, I thought it was time for a change. I thought it was time for an organizational change at the top. Cashman was here a long time. They were regressing after 2017. I would have made the change. And we could keep referencing the consistent success, but no doubt the expanded postseason has helped that. And also the sustained success that the Yankees have had in the last decade is not equal to the prior three decades or whatever you want to say. However, whatever reference point you want to go back. It's just not the same. And it clearly is, I don't want to minimize their sustained success or the ability to win 90 games every year, but it's not the way that it used to be, where it seems a lot easier to do what the Yankees have done now than it was when they were doing it back then. Not just the expanded postseason, the watered-down competition. You know, they're spending a lot. They're still not spending the most. They're aggressive, not as aggressive as others, where they used to win all those battles. Spend the most, be the most aggressive. They're not developing their prospects to the level that they need to. There are so many wrongs here that I don't believe anything's going to change until it's a different regime here with a different vision. Now, when you do that, you're taking a different type of risk. But I just feel like it's stale, and I don't believe they're going about things the right way. They continue to hold on to the prospects and hope that they're going to develop into the superstars that they say they're going to be. And we've now seen it turn over. This is at least the second time with a different iteration of the quote-unquote baby bombers. It's just not good enough.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.